The Live Event Workers Podcast is supported by IOTC, the union behind entertainment.
This is the Live Event Workers Podcast. We're talking with live event workers about their jobs and about their future. In 2019, the Behind the Scenes Foundation conducted a mental health survey. The majority of respondents reported feeling anxiety and depression. These feelings are often expressed at the end of show runs or in the cycle between jobs. The highly cyclical nature of live events often mean periods of underemployment or unemployment, even before COVID-19 upended our industry. Lori Rubenstein, executive director of the Behind the Scenes charity.
We realized that mental health was becoming a bigger and bigger issue in the industry. The very, very long hours, the high stress, the constant deadlines, the lack of work-life balance were taking a real toll on people. And many people were turning to substances, to alcohol, a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress.
In March 2022, the World Health Organization published a scientific brief that concluded that COVID-19 pandemic has had a severe impact on the mental health and well-being of all people around the world. It estimated that the pandemic has led to a 28% increase in cases of major depressive disorders and a 26% increase in cases of anxiety disorders worldwide. Live event workers deserve a safe, healthy work life. Careers in live events are plagued by very real physical dangers, but what of the risks to mental health? Joining us to talk about mental health are two live event workers from Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beth Snyder, and Denver, Colorado, Max Peterson.
All right, my name is Beth Snyder.
My name is Max Peterson, and I am a stagehand.
Theater has been what I do for kind of defined who I am for a really long time.
I think it is important for us all to remember that we all just went through a traumatic event. The last 2.5 years have been the hardest that I've experienced in many ways. Went from having a thriving career where I knew where I was going and what was next, or at least had some idea, to the bottom dropping out from underneath me and having no understanding of what was next or when it would end, let alone the loss and fear that society was experiencing. So all of that coalesces into a really traumatic experience, and I don't think that we talk about it enough. And then now the expectation is that we just start again, as if it didn't happen. The expectation is that you show up and just go to work. That's really hard to do that. It's hard. And it's really important to remember that that happened, remember where I'm coming from, but also remember that it's going to be okay.
Are jobs and live events stressful, Beth?
Oh, absolutely. First and foremost, you never know. There'll be work or there won't be work. You could work 0 hours. You could work 85 hours. You don't know. So just the uncertainty on income is a thing. But then when there is work, like the show came into town this morning and now we're going to do it and everybody expects it to look right.
Yes, jobs in the live event industry are incredibly stressful. We're dealing with people and personalities who don't always have the best coping mechanisms. We're dealing with incredibly strict deadlines. We're dealing with lack of sleep, lack of, you know, hungry, lonely, tired, right? Especially when I was on the road, that was very much what my life consisted of. And then you add on the realities of not knowing when the next job is going to come after this one, not knowing when this one is going to end, when the closing notice is going to come. It is a soup bowl of anxiety and fear if you don't have the coping mechanisms necessary.
Lori Rubenstein, what is anxiety?
So anxiety is very normal, and it's actually healthy, and it's very, very common. But it's your body's natural response to stress. And anxiety can affect people differently. It's when that response is prolonged and it goes on that it can really start to have impact on your body. It's really a feeling of fear or apprehension about what's to come, what's in the future. You know, mild anxiety might be sort of vague and unsettling, but if you experience anxiety very intensely and really excessively, there's persistent worry and fear about everyday situations or what may happen, then it can start to really affect your day-to-day living.
How do you cope with stress?
I see a therapist. I see her every other week. I am on two different antidepressants. So that helps. But I do a lot of coloring. Depending on my mood, sometimes it's the intricate little picture, the mandalas and stuff for adults. Sometimes I, you know, get out a Barbie coloring book. It depends on my mood. Spend a lot of as much time as I can, just like being outside in nature, breathing, listening to wind in trees, listening to it rain. I try to have some neutral, nothing going on time to give me a chance to reset so I can go dive back into it.
Well, I think a healthy detachment is helpful. And I mean that with sincerity. It is important to remember that it is all going to be okay, that we're going to work together and make it happen, that the most important thing is our safety, right? Whether that's physical safety or mental safety. So treating each other well is way more important than if, you know, that one thing doesn't happen perfectly in that show business. Things don't always happen perfectly, and that's okay. But then the other part of it is like having outside resources outside of work. I'm in recovery. I have been sober a long time. My sobriety is like the most important part of my life. For me, it is most important that I put that as a priority in my life. Because if I can't show up there, I'm not going to show up at work in a healthy or effective way at all.
Do you get support from others?
I do. Actually, one thing I have noticed, and especially in my theater family, there are people I expect to support me because they're friends and we talk about everything and that works. But if I have something come up, people like come out of the woodwork to give you hugs, to say hello, to ask how you're doing. I mean, it's very much family. And, you know, I've had so many different times people will say, you know, if you need to talk, if you need to not talk, if you just want to sit next to me and be, and it's really important and it's really valuable and it's really helpful.
Yeah. I get a lot of support from people. I mean, also coworkers, right? Especially it was vital to me to have open and honest communications about where I was at with people when I was on the road. I think when you're on the road, the people that you're working with are the only people you see every day, unless you're lucky enough to travel with your family, which is a pretty small minority of folks on the road. So yeah, being open and honest with my coworkers about, you know, the stuff happening in my head or in their head and asking them how they were doing was vital. Also, technology is amazing, right? Because it gives us an opportunity to connect with people all over the world. So I can take advantage of that by checking in with my loved ones and checking in with my support system, whether that's a therapist or a mental health counselor or a 12-step program back home or people that I know from a community, a support community. Whatever that looks like, technology is really an amazing thing when I was traveling, to be able to do that. When I'm home, it's a little bit easier, cause I get to go home to hope, you know, I'm lucky enough to have a partner who I can connect with and share, you know, openly and honestly about the struggles that I'm having on a daily basis. And then, you know, when I didn't have that partner, I had to do the work to seek out people to connect with, right? I think that's the hardest part. That's one of the hardest parts about our industry is that we work these hours that we work, and it can be very isolating. We work at times when a lot of other people are either going to events or sleeping. And so creating that community that is based around health, that is more than just the community at the bar, which there's for a lot of people, that's okay, right? That's a perfectly healthy, fine community. For me, that doesn't work. I have to find, you know, community elsewhere, to have the support that I need in my life to be, like I said, effective and provide any sort of decent life for myself.
How do you manage work-life balance?
It's easier now that I'm older. When I was younger, I had to do everything. I didn't have as much seniority, so if there was work, I had to do it. Now I'm at a point where I can take time off and it doesn't hurt as much. So I've been able to ease into not doing something because there's a family event as opposed to scheduling a family event around something. And that's very nice. When you're starting out, you've got to make the time as you can.
Managing a work-life balance is the one question I don't really have a good answer for because I'm not good at it. I struggle with this probably more than most things in my life. I have to have really honest conversations with the people in my life who tell me, hey, where have you been? And I'm like, I'm at work all the time. And they're like, yeah, you should stop that. or you should, you know, take a break. So I don't know that I have this one figured out or can provide any, real clear, like, this is how I'm doing this right now. I know that it is important for me, when I am, not at work to try to, as best I can, leave work at the door, you know, and sometimes for me, that means going to see a show, cause I love theater. I love musical theater as an audience member and really like concentrating on just enjoying the story, right? And not worried about what that light cue looked like or how they missed that one, you know, like really concentrating on that. I'm just going to enjoy the story tonight. I think trying to show up for friends and family in a very purposeful way when I'm not with, when I'm not at work, right? Because we work so much. When I'm with friends and family, putting the phone aside and just being there and being present, and making the most out of the short time that I sometimes have with them, is really important to me.
Most live event workers will face mental health challenges at one point or another in their lifetime. Occasional grief, stress, and sadness are normal, but if you're experiencing persistent or severe mental health challenges, it's time to get help. And help is available. Whether you're feeling unsafe or a situation begins to escalate into a crisis, reaching out for help is important. And if you are in crisis and considering hurting yourself or others, seek immediate assistance. Go to a hospital emergency department or contact your local emergency services right away. Dial 911 for immediate emergency help. The live event industry is built by people. Support yourself and support your colleagues. In a business where who you know matters, we want to know you and you to know us. Connect with us at liveeventworkers.com. This is the Live Event Workers Podcast. Thanks for listening.